Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. I want to thank you for joining me this evening, and for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. I have been a health practitioner for 19 years, and it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, and safe and natural alternatives, as well as healthier lifestyle choices. I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding this show. Now, today's topic was chosen per request of some of my listeners, and this time of year, we are all challenged to some degree to keep our immune system strong. So we will talk about safe and natural alternatives regarding cold and flu prevention and how to winterize our immune system. First of all, let's look at our immune system. It is like an invisible shield that protects us from invading bacteria and viruses. The problem is that stress, a poor diet, the exposure to environmental pollutants, and sleep deprivation can weaken it. And because of this, it's more important than ever to support your immune system, especially at this time of the year. It is estimated that approximately 62 million Americans will get a cold this year and put a $40 billion strain on the economy because of lost work and school time. And on top of that, the National Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that 10 to 20% of Americans will come down with the flu. Now, children are 2 to 3 times more likely than adults to get sick with the flu, and they frequently spread the virus to others. Although most people recover from the illness, it is estimated that more than 100,000 people are hospitalized and about 36,000 people die from the flu and its complication every year. So what is the flu? The flu is a respiratory system infection caused by viruses, and symptoms include headaches, dry cough, muscle aches, and fatigue, along with possible congestion and sore throat. And fevers are also very common. And the virus is spread from person to person. Now, adults can be contagious for 3 to 7 days after symptoms start, but children can pass the virus for much longer. And the main route of the flu virus is from hands to eyes and mouth, but the flu virus can exist for some time on inanimate objects like doorknobs, for example. Now, research has determined that although influenza is passed from person to person through coughing, sneezing, or contact with respiratory fluids, it actually starts in wild aquatic birds like ducks and shorebirds. Now, the birds themselves don't become sick from the virus or directly infect humans. They are merely carriers. Even without humans to spread disease, migratory birds can actually circulate the seeds of disease around the globe in a short time. And before a virus actually becomes a threat, however, it needs an intermediate host. And historically, this has been domestic fowl or pigs. And they contract the virus indirectly by drinking water contaminated by the feces of the infected wild birds. So pigs are ideal hosts for these viruses since they contain unknown receptors for both birds and human viruses. So it's important to take proper precautions and using a common sense approach, like 1, wash your hands often. And most cold and flu viruses are spread by direct contact, and the germs can live for hours on telephones and keyboards and doorknobs, etc. So opening a door that someone has just touched with hands that were used to cover his knees is a typical way to transmit a contagious infection. It may appear to be eccentric, but it's not a bad idea to open a public door with the cuffs of your sleeve during the winter month, or to flush a toilet with a paper towel or carry alcohol wipes with you, especially if it is difficult for a person to keep running to the bathroom to wash your hands. Alcohol wipes are preferable to antibacterial hand creams because they don't contribute to bacterial resistance. It's also important not to cover your sneezes and coughs with your hands. Likewise, because germs and viruses cling to your bare hands, Muffling coughs and sneezes with your hands results in passing your germs along to others. So use a tissue, then throw it away immediately. And if you don't have a tissue, cough or sneeze into your elbow. Also, it's important to drink an adequate amount of pure water each day, like 6 to 8 glasses. Half of the person's body weight in ounces is for proper hydration. The water flushes your system as it hydrates you, which is essential to staying healthy. Exercise is very important as well. Moderate exercise increases your white blood cell count, and it also improves the body's ability to fight off infection. Exercise also increases the number of killer cells. Those are the very special cells that are mobilized to fight off serious diseases. And it increases the body's production of the antibody immunoglobulin A. Exercise also boosts immunity by reducing stress, and stress itself can depress your body's immune system. Also, smoking is a huge stress on your respiratory system, and statistics show that heavy smokers get more severe colds and more frequent ones than non-smokers. And secondhand smoke also has profound effects on non-smokers. Smoke dries out your nasal passages and inhibits the cilia, which are the delicate hairs that line the mucous membranes in your nose and lungs. And with their wavy movements, they sweep cold and flu viruses out of the nasal passages. It's also important to cut down on alcohol consumption because it stresses the liver, which is the body's primary filtering system, and it also dehydrates you. And a person should really get plenty of rest and sleep so your immune system doesn't have to work extra hard at keeping you healthy. Also, eat lots of fruits and vegetables because they are packed with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. And it's important to eat real whole foods with 1/3 of it raw, especially avoid sugar and processed and refined foods as much as possible. Also, it's important to relax because your immune system is compromised when you're stressed out and it produces stress hormones. So a person should meditate or do yoga, practice deep breathing. It will help you keep those winter bugs away. Or get a weekly massage, which is a great all-around preventative for good health. A person can and should be taking herbs and whole food phytonutrients to build up the immune system. Now let's take a short break and listen to a track of today's feature CD by David Young and Bobby Schnitzer, and it's titled By Candlelight. And when I come back, we will talk about natural alternatives for the prevention as well as for the treatment for the cold and flu. Thank you. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We talked about simple steps a person can take for the prevention of colds and the flu this winter by basically applying common sense precautions, like frequently washing your hands, drinking plenty of pure water every day, eating a balanced, healthy diet that includes organic fruits and veggies loaded with antioxidants, exercising, and making sure you get plenty of rest and time for relaxation to keep your immune system strong. Now let's take a look at our immune system. I need to point out that the human body does not have a single immune system, so to speak. A better terminology would be to call it an immune alliance among various systems and organs, which, when coordinated by the brain, give an immune response to the presence of disease-associated factors, such as certain pathogens like bacteria and viruses. Now, the immune alliance is composed of the thymus gland for lymphocytes, the spleen for antibodies, the bone marrow, also the stomach. The stomach produces hydrochloric acid, which destroys ingested pathogens. The intestinal flora, which destroys pathogenic microbes and manufactures B12. And also the liver for detoxification and enzyme production. And last but not least, the lymphatic system, which drains waste products from tissues and transports lymph to lymph nodes, where macrophages filter out toxins and debris. Now, with this complexity in mind, it becomes clear that a multifaceted approach must be made to strengthen these diverse aspects. Now, one important step that can be taken is to flush pathogens, toxins, and debris from your nasal and sinus mucosa weekly with a saline flush. And the mucosa is a built-in immune system that can keep you super healthy. It's the moist, pink tissue that lines your respiratory and digestive tract. It is made of many layers of cells held together with a kind of so-called glue. And as long as it is intact, moist, and flexible, it is your personal bodyguard, keeping pathogens at bay. But if your mucosa is damaged, however, bugs can get a free pass whether you are vaccinated or not. So if any part of your mucosa is under siege, it calls for backup. And within moments, cells arrive on the scene and start attacking the invaders. And when a pathogen tries to invade your mucosa, one of your immune system strategies is to produce an antibody known as immunoglobulin A. One way to keep your nasal mucosal membranes free of pathogens and toxins and so forth is through daily nasal flushing. And this technique is an ancient Ayurvedic tradition in which you wash allergens and pollutants and contaminants out of your nasal passages. It is actually a very comfortable process. And beyond cleaning your nasal passages, it stimulates the gland in your sinuses to make thinner mucus as well. Your sinuses produce about a quart of mucus a day. And so this procedure will make it easier to flush your nose from the inside. The nasal flushing is very beneficial for allergies to pollen because it helps tame allergic responses and gives your immune system a chance to breathe. The procedure is actually very simple, and all you need is a small specialized pitcher called a neti pot. Although there are also nasal irrigation systems in the form of syringes available, and you can get both the neti pot or the syringe at our store at the Evergreen Cottage. And what a person does is you fill the pot with a warm salt water solution, and you dissolve a heaping quarter teaspoon non-iodized fine-grained table salt in 1 cup of warm water. There are also special salts usually that come with the neti pot. And you bend over your bathroom sink and you fit the neti pot nozzle into your right nostril. You turn your head to the left and you tip the pot so the solution goes in your right nostril and out the left. And when the entire contents have run through your nose, you refill the pot and repeat from the other side. And then you just gently blow your nose and you repeat you repeat this process once or twice daily. Now, as far as keeping your digestive mucosa intact and healthy, it is important to keep your gastrointestinal tract clean and healthy by making sure that waste is properly eliminated with 3 bowel movements daily. And if this is a struggle, a person should correct constipation by using soluble fiber, for example, psyllium husk powder. We also have what's called gastrofiber available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. And that will help to heal and strengthen your digestive mucosa. Plus, you should keep your digestive mucosa moist, plump, and resilient by getting plenty of omega-3 fatty acids every day from high-quality fish oils like cod liver oil or flaxseed oil. And I will dedicate one entire segment on proper digestion in the near future. Now, let's take a quick break for more music from today's feature CD. And when I come back, we will talk about the importance of vitamin D, which is the body's natural antibiotic. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We are talking about cold and flu prevention and natural alternatives. Next, I would like to address the importance of vitamin D. Now, studies show that as your blood level of vitamin D falls, so does your ability to ward off disease of all kinds. Now, vitamin D, especially vitamin D3, or called calciferol, protects you against all pathogens that try to cross your mucosal barrier, whether your immune system has encountered them before or not. Now, what's the best way to get enough vitamin D3? Well, you can forget about vitamin D fortified milk because it doesn't raise vitamin D3 levels at all. The truth is, it's physically impossible to get enough vitamin D3 from a modern diet. One of the richest food sources is wild-caught oily fish, such as salmon or mackerel, but even that provides only 400 international units in one 4-ounce serving. And as we get older, we have a harder time assimilating the vitamin D we consume. One of the most significant natural sources of vitamin D3 is the sun and cholesterol. So cholesterol and sun equals vitamin D3. So sunlight on your skin converts the skin's cholesterol into a compound that is further metabolized by your liver and kidney into vitamin D3. Because the cholesterol is the main building block of vitamin D3, you're almost guaranteed to be vitamin D3 deficient if you're taking a drug to lower your cholesterol. And because sunlight drives your skin's production of vitamin D3, you will be underprotected if you're getting too little sun, or if you're using even a mild sunscreen, or if you have liver or kidney problems. Now, contrary to popular belief, there's no long-term storage of vitamin D in your body. Now, that means you can't load up on your vitamin D in the summer and expect that to hold you over the entire winter, which is actually why disease outbreaks such as flu epidemics tend to occur when daylight is shorter. So for your immune system to protect you the way it was designed to, you have to find a way to get your vitamin D levels up and keep them up year-round. And your ability to make vitamin D3 in your skin depends on many factors, including age, because the older you are, the less vitamin D3 you produce. And body mass is another factor. Increased body fat decreases the vitamin D3 production. Then there's the cholesterol levels. If they are very low, your vitamin D3 levels will decline too. Then there's the color of your skin. Naturally dark skin absorbs less UVB sunlight and makes less vitamin D3. And then there's the amount and intensity of your sun exposure. There are also many drugs and medications that can interfere with your vitamin D production as well. Vitamin D is also very important, as we know, for the treatment of seasonal affective disorder, and we will address this topic in future segments. So for most people, the answer is to increase your sun exposure with the vitamin D supplement. Of course, preferably a whole food supplement, which your body can recognize and utilize, such as vitamin or Cataplex D, actually by standard process, which we carry at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. Now, if a person lives in the sunny south, just 20 minutes of unprotected sun exposure will create about 20,000 international units, which is 50 times the government's pitiful recommendation. But since we live north of 40 degrees latitude, where the sun's rays are more heavily filtered by the Earth's atmosphere, or if you use sunscreen or stay indoors most of the time, you will certainly need a supplement. Now let's take another break with some music, and let's listen to another track from today's feature CD titled By Candlelight. And I will be back shortly with some more information for you on how to boost your immune system with natural herbs and supplements. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We were talking about cold and flu prevention and the importance of vitamin D as our natural antibiotic. And now let's look at various natural ways to boost and winterize our immune system. Nature has provided us with many immune-boosting herbs as well as mushrooms or fungi like maitake, reishi, and shiitake. Traditional Chinese medicine has used these mushrooms as a general tonic as well as immune-boosting tonic for more than 3,000 years. And there are quite a few supplements available that utilize these amazing healing effects of mushrooms. And we will talk about medicinal mushrooms as a special tonic another time. So it's a great idea to add shiitake mushrooms to your diet, especially this time of the year. Another thing that can be added that adds a powerful jolt of protection to the immune system is garlic. Now, for centuries, garlic has been recognized as potent medicine against pathogens. And there are multiple studies showing how garlic kills yeast, fungi, bacteria, and viruses. Plus, it also lowers cholesterol and triglycerides. So crushing up a clove of garlic and mixing it with olive oil and lemon juice and putting it on your salad is something easy to do every day. Now, besides salad dressing, try mashing up a clove and spread it on toast, or you can roast a whole bulb of garlic in the oven and use it as a spread on toast. And you can also eat a few sprigs of parsley afterwards, and that will help eliminate the garlic breath. Also, you can add a few cloves of garlic to soups and stews. And if for some reason you don't like the idea of eating fresh garlic every day, you can purchase a high allicin organic garlic supplement, which we have available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. And please ask for help at the store since we don't have all the supplements we have available on display. There are also numerous immune-boosting herbs and herbal complexes that we carry. And once again, I would like to stress the importance of using real whole food phytonutrient supplements, which can be utilized by the body since they are in food form. One of the most effective food complexes is called Congoplex. It contains thymocytosol extract and helps support the healthy function of the upper respiratory tract. Now, the thymus gland is considered the master gland that regulates the immune system. Congoplex also contains nutrients from carrots, alfalfa, mushrooms, buckwheat juice, calcium lactate, etc. It works especially well if it is used at the first sign of a cold, flu, or flu-like symptoms. Another great whole food supplement we carry for immune system support is called Immuplex. And this supplement affects multiple systems to create an overall immune response. And I already explained that the human body does not have a single immune system. A better terminology would be to call it an immune alliance among various systems and organs, which, when coordinated by the brain, give an immune response to the presence of disease-associated factors such as bacteria or viruses. Now, Immuplex contains organic nutrients from food sources that impact the entire immune alliance on the entire system. Now, with the increase in disease and illnesses and pollution in our world today, you know, anything that can make your immune system stronger and help keep it in peak condition will be of tremendous benefit to your health in general. Now, a good supply of vitamin C is something a person should always have on hand. Antibiotics and compounds that are strictly antibacterial won't work against viruses. So substances like vitamin C and hydrogen peroxide do. In fact, vitamin C fights infections by producing hydrogen peroxide. But then again, it's important to get a vitamin C complex that is food-based, which we also have available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. Now, just to mention a few herbs that can be taken in tincture form or capsule or tablet form that have been used for thousands of years, one is astragalus root. It's a native to Mongolia and China. It has been used for thousands of years in China to ward off illness and strengthen the immune system. Now, astragalus enhances immune function by increasing the activity of certain white blood cells, which increases the production of antibodies and stimulates natural killer cells. In addition to boosting immunity, it has antibacterial, adaptogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antiviral effects. Astragalus is safe to take on a regular basis and doesn't appear to suppress the immune system with long-term use. It has no known side effects when used as recommended. And if a person is lucky enough to get the fresh root, it can be stirred into soups. Okay, now it's time for another break, and we will listen to another track of today's feature CD titled By Candlelight by David Young and Bobby Schnitzer. And I hope you will enjoy this song. And when I come back, we will talk about more natural alternative treatments for the cold and flu. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. Today we are talking about natural ways to boost your immune system, because a strong immune system is the key to ward off viruses. And we always hear the saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and there's certainly a lot of truth to that. Colds become more common in the winter because most of the 200 cold-causing viruses thrive in the low humidity of the colder month. So cold weather can also dry up your nose, which makes a person more vulnerable to viral infection. Plus, we talked about the decline of vitamin D during this month, when daylight and especially sunlight is shorter. Now, let's talk about some other successful herbs that help ward off colds and the flu. One of the most known herbs for immune support is echinacea. Echinacea purpurea is a perennial herb native to the Midwestern and Southeastern United States. Native Americans used it more than any other plant for treating illness and injury, and it is heavily used in Europe by herbal practitioners after the first scientific study in 1932. And since then, more than 500 scientific studies have been done to determine echinacea's pharmacology and clinical application. Researchers have discovered that the herb contains a diverse range of active components affecting the different aspects of immune function. Now, several studies have confirmed the benefit of echinacea for treating colds and flu, and most of the studies have shown it to be a safe herb with very limited side effects. According to the German Health Commission, because of its immune-stimulating effects, echinacea should not be taken by individuals who have multiple sclerosis, AIDS, tuberculosis, leukemia, or autoimmune disorders such as rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, or by those taking immunosuppressive drugs. The problem is that all echinacea products are not equal. It must contain the right active constituents in order to be effective. Echinacea also needs the presence of adequate natural vitamin C, meaning the whole vitamin C complex, not just ascorbic acid, in order to activate echinacea's immune-boosting benefits. And at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center, we carry a very good and reliable source of echinacea. And if anybody wants to give this herbal supplement a try, please stop by and talk to me. We're always happy to answer questions, and our goal is to help you achieve your health and wellness goals. So we are eager to provide any assistance. In Europe, a remarkable extract from elderberries called Sambuco is used frequently by health practitioners. It is a very powerful antioxidant that stimulates the immune system by increasing production of disease-fighting lymphocytes. An Israeli researcher and doctor developed Sambuco based on the premise that active ingredients in elderberries actually bind with viruses before they have a chance to penetrate normal cell walls. And this product was tested on actual patients in the Israeli flu epidemic of 1992 and 1993. And within 24 hours, 20% of the patients taking Sambuco had dramatic improvements. And by the second day, 73% had improved, and by day 3, 90%. Sambuco has recently become available in the United States, and it comes as a liquid syrup or lozenges. And the nice thing is that the black elderberry syrup actually tastes great, and it's easy to get kids to take it. Research suggests that if you take 1 to 2 teaspoons 4 times daily for 3 to 4 days when feeling sick, it can significantly shorten the severity and duration of the flu. Sipping elderberry tea can also soothe flu symptoms, and we have elderberry products like tinctures and lozenges available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. Now let's take another break and listen to more music from today's feature CD by David Young and Bobby Schnitzer, and it's titled By Candlelight, and I will be back with more information for you. Thank you. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We have been talking about natural alternatives for the common cold and flu, and I would like to point out a couple more safe and natural options for you before we wrap up today's show. Another easy thing that could be used is eucalyptus essential oil. And the use of essential oils to fight illness dates back to the Old Testament. In fact, eucalyptus is one of the best known and least expensive essential oils. The eucalyptus tree is also called the Tasmanian blue gum tree, and it's an evergreen tree native to Australia. And the oil from the leaves has been used in cough drops and cold medications, mouthwashes, and in fact, it's one of the four active ingredients in Listerine. It has also been used in toothpaste and liniments for arthritis pain. Now, if you have ever used cough drops or nasal inhalers, you have experienced the congestion-clearing power of eucalyptus oil. Now, 10 to 15 drops can be added to a vaporizer or to some boiling water on the stove. And you can also dilute it with the carrier oil, for example, almond oil or olive oil or whatever. And it is also a great chest rub for easing congestion and mucus buildup. Now, eucalyptus oil itself can be toxic if taken internally. But because of the potent substances it contains, breathing the fumes alone can knock out infections in the nasal passages, sinuses, and bronchial tubes and lungs with incredible speed. And in addition to clearing the air passages, inhaling eucalyptus has been shown to increase the uptake of oxygen from the lungs to the bloodstream. So it may also be helpful in treating other types of infections as well. And if you think you are at a risk of catching something, you can just put 8 to 10 drops of eucalyptus oil on a tissue or handkerchief, and you can keep it in your pocket. And you can take a deep breath once in a while. And this is really excellent for traveling, especially on airplanes where we are exposed to so much. Another herb that I would like to mention is olive leaf extract, which has anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial properties that interact with the protein in cold and flu virus particles to halt infection. And it's available in capsule form and liquid or in the form of a tincture. And if you put 3 to 5 drops in warm water, it makes a great gargle for a sore throat. Then there's one homeopathic preparation I would like to mention. It's called Oscillococcinum. And as with any type of homeopathic medicine, this product aims to restore health by delivering a highly diluted dose of a substance that actually produces symptoms characteristic of the illness being treated. And in this case, the substance is the extract of duck heart and liver, which is identified by homeopath as reservoirs of the influenza virus. Now, during the winter months, it's important to consume a lot of warming spices like garlic and even chili peppers. Chili peppers are actually packed with a lot of vitamin C and ginger. And this is actually why I chose ginger as the food of the week for this week. Ginger is wonderful. It is the underground stem or rhizom of the plant and has been used for thousands of years in Asia. And ginger has also been used to help treat arthritis, colic, diarrhea, and heart conditions. In addition to these medicinal uses, ginger continues to be valued around the world as an important cooking spice and is believed to help the common cold, flu-like symptoms and headaches, and even painful menstrual periods. The oils, the volatile oils in ginger, are what causes the taste, smell, and medicinal effectiveness. About 1-4% of ginger is oil, and side effects associated with ginger are rare, but if it is taken in excessive doses, it may cause heartburn. There are also other precautions. People with gallstones should consult a doctor before taking ginger, and make sure to tell your doctor if you are taking ginger and will be going to surgery or placed under anesthesia for any reason. Do not take ginger supplements if you have a bleeding disorder or if you are taking blood thinning medications, including aspirin. In this case, always consult your healthcare provider. So far, most ginger research has focused on the herb's ability to tame nausea and morning sickness, and it also helps with motion sickness as well. But the pungent root can also act as an antihistamine and decongestant, which are two cold-easing effects that have been embraced by Chinese herbalists for thousands of years. So tossing some fresh chopped ginger into your stir-fry or soup can lessen cold symptoms, as can making a strong cup of ginger tea. And ginger is perfect when you're really congested or you have got the chills. A person can shave the skin from a fresh piece of ginger, and you can cut off about 2 inches, and then you slice it up and drop it into 2 cups of water. And you can simmer the mixture for about 20 minutes uncovered, and then you pour it into a tea mug, add a tablespoon of honey, and the freshly squeezed juice from half a lemon, and you drink it down. And it's not only great for immune support, but also a great digestive aid. I hope this will inspire you to incorporate this wonderful herb into your meal plan to help ward off colds and the flu. Once again, I would like to stress the importance of plenty of rest and to find ways to minimize your stress. Stress really depletes your immune system, and you need to find ways to diffuse the stress in your life. There are many methods, ranging from meditation and yoga, or go get a weekly massage. Take time for yourself to recharge your batteries regularly. And research also indicates that regular exercise clearly boosts the immune function and resistance in people of all ages. So make time to go for walks and so on. So this concludes today's program. I hope you found it informative. And if you enjoyed today's music, it is available for sale at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center, amongst many other titles. If you have any other questions, please feel free to contact me at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center at 365-2288. To find out more about my services, please visit my website at www.elywellness.com or stop by to pick up a brochure. And our retail store features a variety of unique gift items, as well as health and beauty products, books, and high-quality whole food supplements and concentrates. Now, thanks again for listening. And remember, take care of your body, and your body will take care of you. I hope you will join me again next week.